Back in Provost Marriott Center, final score is BYU 75 and Mississippi Valley State 68. BYU shoots 46% from the field, 28% from three, 62% at the free throw line. Mississippi Valley State goes 41%, 45, and 64%. So BYU's outshot by the visitors from the arc and from the free throw line. Rebounds tonight in BYU's favor at 41-31. BYU plus 10 there. BYU plus 6 in paint points, minus 4 off of turnovers, plus 5 second chance, plus 10 fast break, minus 24 on the bench. Damian Young led the Delta Devils with 24 points, 13 for Latrell Love. Those are the two visitors in double figures. BYU gets 18 from Emery, 13 from Davis, 12 from Kafusi, 11 from Collinsworth, 9 from Fisher, 5 from Eights, 3 for Celius, 2s for Toulson and Austin. Leading a rebounder for BYU tonight, Collinsworth with 8, leading assist man Emery with a career-high 7 helpers. BYU 18 assists on 26 makes. MBSU 11 assists on 26 makes. BYU led by 12 at the break, outscored by 5 after halftime, win it by 7, 75-68.
Well, certainly not pretty, Greg. I don't think Coach Rose is going to be pleased with that effort, but that happens sometimes. I mean, you got a guy in Young who just went off in the second half, and you let that happen, and it can get dangerous. One guy can do a lot of damage, and he was just terrific in that second half. And you have to be a little bit concerned at this point with Kyle. He clearly his outside shot, he doesn't have a lot of confidence in, and you wonder about his health. He grimaced a couple times in this game, so you wonder how he's doing. And then Chase Fisher is struggling with his shot. So those are your two guys that you would have thought early in the season would just be going, you know, that they would be carrying you. And instead, it's guys like Nick Emery and Corbin Kafusi who were just terrific and continue to impress. But you have to be a little bit worried about at this point that your two best guards, senior guards, are struggling. And I don't know if that's going to be a problem at all going forward. But so far this season, they haven't terrible. They're doing some good things, but just not what we'd expected from them.
And all Chase did tonight was shoot threes. And the big part about his offseason was he got so much, he showed a lot more, doing much more than simply shoot threes, driving, distributing, but tonight just 3 of 10 from the field. They were all threes for Chase Fisher, so he's in a slump to start the season. He and Collinsworth combined go 6 for 17 tonight. All right, post-game coverage will continue from Provo, but the important number is the final score. BYU goes to 3-1, defeating MVSU by a score of 75-68. They'll need to be better on Saturday. Much better team Belmont coming in on the weekend. Cleon Wall coming up from our IMG Network studios. Then we'll return to Provo for post-game interviews here at the Marriott Center. BYU 75, Mississippi Valley State 68, your final on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, College Hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Hi, I'm Ed Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our ice hockey career. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. No Cougs.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. 3. Got it! BYU by 9!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First Branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU.
BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Tonight's game is in the books, and now it's time to break it all down. Welcome to Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
All right, welcome into Cougar Post Game Live. BYU holds on to win 75-68 tonight over Mississippi Valley State. Oh, woof. That was an ugly game. I'm sorry, folks. It started out so nice. Remember how in pregame we talked about how BYU needed to get off to a good start? They did get off to a good start, but they didn't sustain that good start, and it was kind of sloppy the rest of the night. Your leading scorer in this game was a guy named Damian Young for Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils. He had 24 points, 9 of 12 shooting, 6 of 8 from the three-point line. Wow. Nick Emery was BYU's best player tonight. He's a special player. He had 18 points in this game, 7 assists, 2 steals. He was definitely your MVP in this game, but wow, this was just not ugly. I mean, Cormac Kafusi, he played pretty good tonight, too. He played good on the defensive end, good on the offensive end. But on the offensive end, you know, they need to feed him the ball so he doesn't have always control over everything that he can do on the offensive side of the ball. And it was quite interesting late in the game, with under 3 minutes to go in the game, Corbin was taken out and replaced by Nate Austin. And it was Nate Austin and Kyle Davis manning the post the rest of the evening. Poor Chase Fisher. He hits his first three, goes cold. Hits another three, goes cold again. He had some ugly shots tonight. He was 3 for 10 from the field. All of his shots were from the three-point line. Is it time to bench him? Someone did text in and said, it's time to bench him. Zach Selyus was in for him late in the game, too. You got to wonder where his mind is, how his psyche is right now. Maybe it'll be good that he has Thanksgiving off. I know that BYU's probably going to practice tomorrow, but it's probably good that maybe he has a little extra time off and sits down to think of what he's going to do next. You know, I talked about also in the pregame, this team is deep at the wing. It didn't look like it tonight. Selyus, Chapman, Fisher, Toulson, all those guys just really struggled to shoot and really struggled making decisions at times, just even on the floor. Defense was lacking for about three quarters of this game. Again, first third of the game, BYU played pretty good, and then the last three quarters, yeah, it was up and down, and defense, they just didn't look like they were interested at times playing offense or defense. Free throws got worse as the game went along. BYU started out 8 for 9 in this game. They finished up 16 of 26. Too many careless turnovers. Chemistry, I mean, they talked about having good chemistry, that trip to Spain, everything's working out fine. They didn't look like it tonight. Now, is my assessment pretty harsh? Yes, because I know it lies ahead for this Cougar basketball team. I also know they have tons of talent on this team. I know that they can do something with it, but they need to do something different. They need to figure something out so that they can actually play a lot better once they go into some of these tougher games. Right now, you're kind of seeing one good game, one bad game, maybe one good half, another bad half. Granted, BYU's 3-1 of the year, but all of their wins are against inferior opponents. They probably should have won that Long Beach State game. Now they're going to get Belmont coming up on Saturday, and you wonder how BYU is going to play in that game. A couple of people are texting in tonight. Someone texted in, the inability to hold big leads against lesser teams is concerning. I would agree with you on that one. Last four digits, 8540. Again, you've got to be interested in playing every single team that you play, not just some of the teams you play. Someone texted in, Bench Fisher. Not sure I'm there yet, but I'm getting close to wondering if they should bench him or at least reduce his minutes. Someone did text him, why does Rose put in so many grouped backups early in the game, putting the game at risk? I think Dave is trying to see how these guys play early in the game, and he might as well do it when he has a big lead because he can sit and toy around with his lineup and sit and see how these guys play earlier in the game. But he also toyed with that lineup later in the game. As I said, they had Zach Selyus in later in the game. They took Corbin Kafusi out late in the game, and they they replaced him with Nate Austin. Someone did text in, I hope I'm not the only one who sees that Emery needs to be our point guard, not Collinsworth. I think they can coexist, but Kyle needs to figure out something a little bit more on offense. He can always drive to the basket, but he's really suffering from a lack of confidence with his outside shot. We'll have to see how things go forward, and we'll have to see if he's hurt, too. He was grimacing a few times tonight. All right, we need to take a break here on Cougar Post Game Live. Cougar Post Game Live is brought to you by Nu Skin, demonstrating our difference for over 30 years with innovative anti-aging products. That's Nu Skin. All right, break time. We'll have scores from around the nation in both college basketball and also the NBA coming up after this on the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? iamFlash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that iamFlash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehi, Utah. Connecting people through memory. iamFlash.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
Welcome back into Cougar Post Game Live. BYU beats Mississippi Valley State tonight 75-68. Post game comments from the coach and players coming up in a little bit here in the Cougar postgame locker room show. All right, Weber State beats Murray State 75-59 tonight in the Gulf Coast Showcase Championship game. Jeremy Singland, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists for the Wildcats in their win. Joel Ballenboy, 15 points, 10 rebounds for the Wildcats. That's a team BYU's going to play next Saturday at Vivint Arena here in Salt Lake City, Utah. UNLV beats 13th-ranked Indiana 72-69 tonight. 18th-ranked Connecticut beating up on Michigan 57-41 in the Battle for Atlantis tournament. 19th-ranked Vanderbilt taking on 5th-ranked Kansas in the Maui Invitational Championship game, and the Commodores have a 30-26 lead over the Jayhawks. 2nd-ranked Maryland playing against Rhode Island in the Cancun Challenge, and Mella Trimble and their boys for the Terrapins, they have no problem with Rhode Island tonight, 86-63. 6th-ranked Duke hosting Yale tonight, and the Dukies beat Yale 80-61. 10th-ranked Gonzaga beats Washington tonight in the Battle for Atlantis tournament, 80-64. 12th-ranked Virginia, 80. Lehigh, 54. 21st-ranked Oregon beats Arkansas State, 91-68. And 25th-ranked Texas A&M, they handle rival Texas tonight, 84-73. That game, again, in the Battle for Atlantis tournament. In West Coast Conference play, Loyola Marymount hosting Cal State Northridge. The game is in overtime, and the Lions have a 79-78 lead over the Matadors. UC Santa Barbara playing at San Francisco. UC Santa Barbara, they have a 19-7 lead over the Dons with 11-12 left to go in the first half. Drake playing Pepperdine in the Gulf Coast Showcase in the third place game, and Drake beats up on Pepperdine tonight, 69-53. Pepperdine only 2-4 on the season. You know, I thought they'd be the third best team in the West Coast Conference. And then in another game that's going to be played way later tonight in the Great Alaska Shootout, 0-3 San Diego playing 3-1 Loyal of Chicago. That game is going to tip off at midnight Mountain Time. NBA scores for you right now. The Utah Jazz playing against the Los Angeles Clippers, and the Jazz have a 29-25 lead with about 9:30 to go in the second quarter. Other NBA action. The New Orleans Pelicans playing at Phoenix tonight. It's the end of the third quarter, and the Pelicans have an 88-85 lead. Hornets hosting the Wizards, and the Hornets leave this game a winner, 101-87 over the Washington Wizards. Magic, they beat the New York Knicks tonight, 191 in Orlando. The Celtics hold on to win 84-80 over the Philadelphia 76ers. 76ers now 0-16 on the season. Pistons beat up on the Heat tonight, 104-81 in Detroit. Andre Drummond, 18 points, 20 rebounds, and 2 steals. Raptors, they beat the Cavaliers tonight, 103-98. Kyle Lowry, 27 points. LeBron James, 24 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists. The Grizzlies go into Houston and win 102-93. Rockets now 5-10 on the year. James Harden had 40 points tonight for the Rockets. The Bucks hosting the Sacramento Kings, and the Kings come away winners in Milwaukee, 129-118. Rudy Gay, 36 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists for the Kings. Timberwolves beat the Atlanta Hawks tonight in Minnesota, 99-95. Zach LaVine, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Former Jazz man Paul Millsap, 22 points in this game, 10 rebounds and 2 assists. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they beat the Brooklyn Nets tonight, 110-99. Russell Westbrook, a cool 27 points, 6 rebounds, and 13 assists. He's so good. So good. Spurs hosting their cross-state rivals tonight, the Dallas Mavericks, in San Antonio. And San Antonio comes up with the win, 88-83. Kawhi Leonard, former San Diego State Aztec, 26 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. Dirk Nowitzki, 13 points, 14 rebounds, and 2 assists in that game. All right, that's going to do it for Cougar Post Game Live. Again, we're going to hear from at least one player in the Cougar Locker Room Show, and also Dave Rose. We want to hear what he has to say after BYU beats Mississippi Valley State tonight, 75-68 in Provo. All right, that's going to do it for Cougar Post Game Live. All that coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, College Hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We'll go right to the rim.
Offensive rebound for Capuzzi.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
dunk contest?
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
Oh, two-handed double dunk into some Zach sauce. Nice.
Uh-oh, he's going all in. What? Two chicken fingers into one sauce. Impressive.
Ooh, I got one. Fingers, fries, same time, two sauces, boom.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay, I got one. I call this the around the world.
That's never been done.
At Zaxby's, we appreciate a good dunk. That's why we're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Our exclusive post-game coverage continues with the Cougar Locker Room Show.
Sends out for three in the tie.
Got it! 5 in a row for BYU.
Right to the rim.
Up and in! And one!
Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back courtside here to Provost Marriott Center. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant visiting with Nate Austin tonight as we give you post-game coverage here from Provo. BYU a winner tonight, 75-68 over Mississippi Valley State. Let's give you a couple of numbers. We'll start off with the New Skin Difference Demonstrated stat of the game presented by New Skin, the difference demonstrated. And for BYU tonight, we're going to probably look to the assist to field goals made number. BYU 18 assists on 26 field goals is a pretty fair number, helping BYU to the victory here this evening. And we're going to give our Surf Pro of Provo sub of the game honors to our guest on the Cougar Locker Room Show, Nate Austin, brought to you by Surf Pro of Provo. When disaster strikes, the fire, water, cleanup, and restoration professionals at Surf Pro of Provo are ready for whatever happens. Nate coming off the bench, playing 19 minutes, scored a couple of points with 7 rebounds, as well as a block shot. Tonight's Deseret First Credit Union MVP, brought to you by DFCU, proud sponsor of the Deseret First Duel. We're going to go with Nick Emery. A game high, 18 points, career high, 7 assists, and a couple of steals for Nick. Those are our post-game honorees, as mentioned a moment ago. Our Surf Pro of Provo sub of the game is Nate Austin. Nate joining us now courtside. Nate, it's a win to get you to 3-1. What are the good things and the things to work on that you and the guys will take out of tonight?
Well, first and foremost, we got the win, which, you know, is most important. But I think, you know, number one, you know, we got up big early. We got up, you know, 22-5. It almost looked like, you know, guys started thinking about Thanksgiving. You know, guys started, you know, thinking about, hey, you know, we got this. And, you know, Mississippi Valley State, you know, came to play. They played hard. They kept battling, and at times throughout the game, it almost looked like we were a little disinterested and just wanted to kind of get the game over with. And they kept battling, and so, you know, our team's got to, we got to attack for a full 40 minutes. We got to, you know, stay on the attack. We got to stay, you know, locked in for 40 minutes. And then, you know, I mean, this team was, you know, way undersized, and we gave up way too many offensive rebounds, you know, for them. And so we got to, you know, learn to block out and really pursue the ball a little bit better.
Nate, on a personal level, I just want to tell you, you look great out there, but it's just great to see you out on the floor again. And I know it must have been incredibly frustrating last year with the injury to not be able to play and do something that you love. What was that whole kind of process for you last year and then getting back and getting back to playing again? How's that been for you? I know it's been tough, but it's got to be nice to be back on the court again.
Yeah, it's been a long process. Initially it was just a lot of, you know, kind of sitting around a little bit, you know, just kind of waiting for my body to, you know, for it to heal. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, in my corner helping me out. You know, the coach has been great. You know, Bob and Rob have been good. You know, we have, you know, Dr. Bueller on the staff. My parents have been really helpful. Just a lot of people, you know, helping me just through this long process and getting me to the point where my body is, you know, feeling good, feeling healthy. And, you know, each game I feel like I'm more and more back, conditioning-wise and everything. And, most of all, I'm just happy that Coach Rose gave me the opportunity to play again this year. I told him, you know, at the start of the year I didn't care what my role was, in practice or in games. You know, only thing I want to do is win. You know, I want to win a conference championship, and our team's gonna have to play a little bit better than we did tonight, you know, for that to happen.
We'll come back, talk some more with Nate Austin as we continue. Nate is tonight's Surf Pro Provo sub of the game, BYU 75, and Mississippi Valley State 68 on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. If you're looking for the perfect place to watch your favorite team while enjoying a delicious third-pound burger piled high with thick bacon and a delicious shake, then JCW's is the perfect place. We're a homegrown Utah company, and we work hard to provide the best-tasting food around in a clean, friendly atmosphere that family and friends will enjoy. Stop in and see us today. We're in Lehi, American Fork, Provo, and now in South Jordan. JCW's, quality, and a lot of it.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
Sir Pro Provo sub of the game is Nate Austin. Nate joining us on the Cougar Locker Room Show. Greg Rubel, Mark Durant, and Nate with you courtside. BYU a 7-point winner over Mississippi Valley State. Score 75-68. A weird game, Nate. You're never really in danger of losing, but also never really putting the hammer down and putting away this team that played hard tonight. I think that was one of the first things you said off the air was they played hard, right?
Yeah, they played hard, and we played a little disinterested at times, and it was disappointing because we off to a great start, and then we just kind of coasted to the victory, and as fans, as a team, you'd like to see us really put down the hammer, and when you win by a bigger margin than seven.
Nate, you're essentially a player coach at this point. You've been around a long time, and the big men as a whole have been playing great basketball this year. Give us your assessment of some of the other big guys.
I think Corbin's probably the most improved. You just see, he looks so much more comfortable, in the game. He knows the game a lot better. He gets it down low, and he has a couple of moves that he feels comfortable with. So I think Corbin's really come along. He really crosses the offensive board, hard, and it's really good for our team. And Kyle Davis is so solid. I love playing with Kyle Davis just because I feel like he's so smart. He's always anticipating the next play. He's always he just reads defense as well. And I love playing with him. He pursues the rebound well, and obviously he's so effective in the post. And Jamal, each game I feel like he's getting a little bit better. This game he had a couple jumpers, and he works hard in the post, and our unit as big as a whole is getting better. But we got to for us to compete for a conference championship, we got to we have a long ways to go.
One block shot for Nate tonight. His next block shot will put him in BYU's career top 15 in that category. There were seven blocks tonight. Four of them came from Corbin Kafusi, two from Kyle, and then one from Nate, our postgame guest here on the Cougar Locker Room Show. So Nate Belmont coming in on Saturday. Though those who follow college basketball know Belmont is a quality team and a good win if you can get it. You'll have to pick up the game a little bit as a team from tonight to Saturday, clearly, right?
For sure. I mean, Belmont, from my memory, they're always a team that's, that makes the NCAA tournament. It seemed like they're like that 15 seed that always beats the 2 seed. And so they definitely going to have some shooters and some playmakers. So, our team's going to have to come ready to go for us to get the victory.
Your body's feeling good, you said, these days. How you doing?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel really good. My body's responding well. I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm just going to take it a day at a time.
What's the Thanksgiving plan?
First and foremost, we got practice tomorrow, and I hope the guys come ready to practice. We didn't play great tonight. I hope the guys come ready, and we have a good hour, 2 hour practice, and then after we get a good workout in, I'll be with the family and whatnot. I changed my diet a little bit, I might not get eat as much as I'd like, but.
Really, you're gonna ease back a little bit tomorrow?
Well, I'm on a no gluten, no dairy diet right now, so that's like everything except for turkey, and I'm not a big fan of turkey.
I'll take your portion then. I'll be over.
Yeah, you can have it, man.
So what are the games tomorrow? Green Bay's got who? Carolina? No, they don't. Who's Green Bay play tomorrow? Mark, you would know this.
Yeah, I think it's Carolina, right?
No, it's the Bears.
Oh, Green Bay and the Bears. Eagles and Lions, Panthers and Cowboys.
Oh,
is that what
right.
it is?
Panthers, Cowboys, right. I hate the Cowboys. I'm an Eagles fan. Rough year.
Well, it has been.
Yeah.
No one cares about my fantasy football thing. I'm not even going to get into it. All right, Nate, thanks for coming on. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again down the line for sure.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
all right,
Nate.
That's Nate Austin. We'll come back with coaches' comments as we continue on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control, only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
Time to get the final word on today's game from head coach Dave Rose.
I'm really proud of our guys. I just think that, you go to the last 80 minutes that we've played and you've seen a lot of fight.
It's the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Now let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
All right, the Dave Rose coming up. First up, the head coach of the Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils, Andre Payne, after his team's 75-68 setback here at the Marriott Center.
To your team before the game, I mean, big venue, big atmosphere, a lot of fans, a lot of emotion going on. What was your message?
Well, what we said tonight, that we did not want to put ourselves in too big of a depth. We've been going down at halftime 20 and 21 points, okay. And it's hard to bounce back from there. Although we were down 12, we were still in reachable position.
Right.
And that's what we did. And we came back out the second half because we talked about it at halftime. We had to stop getting beat in transition.
Right.
They were not just hitting layup in transition, they were hitting threes in transition. And so we started sending three guys back, and we said, well, hey, we're too little to get the offensive rebound. Let's just send three back on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guys, they really listened tonight and stepped up.
Right. What do you think, what impressed you most about the BYU squad?
Oh, man, they're shooting, man. They got three guys that can knock down that 3-point from such a long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to defend when they stretch the floor so wide. And big kid, 44 in the middle, mm-hmm. he plays strong.
Strong guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I got to give credit to the point guard. He's solid. You know, maybe not the greatest shooter, but he's not going to beat the team. He's going to make the right pass at the right time.
Right. I really enjoy your coaching style too. A lot of emotion, a lot of attitude, a lot of signals. I mean, body language as well. Where did you pick up that type of coaching style, and how do you think it applies in relation to your players?
Well, we go into a lot of venues like this,
okay.
So they can't hear me.
Okay.
So my guys feed off my energy.
Right.
You know, if they feed off of what I'm doing. You know, we played 14 games in 13 states on the 13 different states on
my
the road.
Gosh.
So we're our only fans. So, you know, if I don't have energy, I don't think my guys are going to have the energy. Now, the key to it, I got to get them to play without me, and then at the end, let me give them that boost to get them over the edge. See, I need to be the sixth man on the floor.
Yeah, I thought we were learning some new Kwans, some new whips, some new nenes on the sideline over there. You got some style over there.
Well, you know, my wife texted me. I looked at the text. She said, baby, don't have a stroke. That's what she texted me.
No, because at BYU, sometimes we don't know exactly how to get down with the nene or the whip, but it's good when you got some guy to teach us.
Well, y'all got great fans, man. I mean, they into the game. I mean, respectable. I mean, actually, these are some of the most respectable fans because we get treated bad some places. So
right,
I can say this is a good place to play in.
How does this place and this atmosphere prepare you guys for the regular, or not the regular season, but league play?
Well, what it does is help us to play in a big arena. That's just like when we get to our conference tournament.
Right.
You know, most of the gyms in our conference are, you know, they're no bigger than maybe 5,000 to 10,000 at the most. Well, so now, but then when we play at the Toyota Center in Houston, where the Houston Rockets play, now we're accustomed to playing in a huge gym, which can make a huge difference. Huge difference.
Definitely.
Well, like, what was your experience like here in Utah specifically? I mean, you mentioned you've been on the road traveling a lot, but.
Oh, I love it here. The people here are great. I mean, I love the mountains. I took all kind of pictures. I mean, it's great to get out and see a different part of the country. You know, I would love to bite them down to play in Mississippi Valley so they can see some of the corn and soybeans and cotton fields that we got down in Mississippi, because it's always good to see something different.
All right, that's Andre Payne, head coach of the Delta Devils. Our thanks to intern Tanner Appland for getting those comments a short time ago. Dave Rose joining us now courtside. So, Dave, you booking the trip to Mississippi yet?
Well, we don't have it yet, but that might be a possibility.
Dave, your thoughts on the 7-point win tonight?
Well, I thought we got off to a great start. I thought our guys played really well. We shared the ball. We were on a great pace. Our big guys were running, and, you know, we got the ball inside. Corp started off with the, you know, I think he was 4 for 4, you know, after the first 7 or 8 minutes of the game. He had an assist, going inside out, exactly how, you know, we kind of could have drawn it up. Tonight, I thought defensively that we were really a step slow. And with that momentum, you know, I got us into a tough spot where, you know, you look up and there's that second group in every position, and we started to lose momentum, and then, you know, maybe got a little bit stubborn and wanted to see if they could, you know, play their way out of it and get a rhythm to it, and kind of lost a lot of the lead, and our starters come back in, and we end the half pretty well, except they hit a long three that we go under the screen and we should have gone over it and challenged it, but we lost the momentum right there, and really, you know, good experienced teams can kind of turn that thing and get it back going. And tonight we just really couldn't. They came out in the second half, hit their first three threes, and you know, got it into single digits. And then it was difficult. We turned them on. Their best player, you know, Damian Young, has a big game, and that's really the first time in four games where we haven't been able to kind of shut down their best player. And then you didn't see the urgency or the the real competitive play for loose balls, for rebounds, and offensively we were kind of a train wreck. So we're lucky to win, and really fortunate to win. And we need to get back here in the gym tomorrow, get practicing, and start working on things that'll make us better.
Coach, Nick had another nice game, and clearly he does a lot for your team. But what was the motivation to start him tonight, and how did that transpire?
Well, I just thought, you know, it'd be good for us to get off to a clean, much better start, you know, and it was good. It was really good. And, you know, Nick's ability to score in a variety of ways, I think, can really help this team. And then he had another big night assist-wise. He had 7 assists. So I think that, you know, that's something that hopefully we can count on. Consistency with our group right now is a real issue. But I'm just going to go back to which I really don't like to do as a coach, because it shouldn't be part of what we do here. But we need to find consistent effort with guys playing urgent basketball, and even if they're playing, you know, not up to what they think is their best game, we can't let that affect their their mental urgency and energy efforts.
One of the exciting things about Chase Fisher coming into this season was how much more I thought he was doing for you guys beyond being a great three-point shooter. And tonight, he was kind of, that's what he did tonight, was take threes and didn't make a lot. And do you worry about where his energy is going to be at? Because I think he's such an important part of your team. You don't want him to get too down on things.
Yeah, worry's probably not the word. It's probably maybe worried squared, okay, because he's a much better player than how he's playing. And, you know, he's 3-for-10 tonight, and actually that's better than what his average is, you know, on the season. So we need to get, you know, some real confident vibes flowing through him and get him, you know, doing it all comes back to, you know, consistency. We need to find what we can really depend on. And I'll take a lot of the blame tonight, because I took a lot of the momentum out of this thing with my substitution pattern. And I'll be much better with that with this young, inexperienced team.
All right, some more thoughts from Dave Rose when we come back to the Marriott Center. BYU 75, MBSU 68 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change, may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank, member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Hi, Greg Rubel here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today, or go to utahhondadealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is the fresh homemade recipes. The rolls, the baked chicken, even my favorite salad dressings. They're all homemade. The best thing about homemade is that the ingredients are fresh. I would love to ask for the recipe for the rolls, but I know that I can just go over there whenever I want, so I probably don't need it. Whew.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
BYU now 3-1 on the season, defeating Mississippi Valley State by a score of 75-68 tonight. Tonight's crowd at 15,467. Dave Rose with us for another couple of thoughts from courtside. Next up, Coach Rose, Belmont team comes in on the weekend, and Belmont's a team that has a good national name, gets to the tournament, has a legendary coach leading the program, has a nice road win at Marquette already, has played well, and will test you well on Saturday night.
They are a great offensive team. It's amazing how they run their stuff, how efficient they are, and they've got, you know, good post players that can stretch you and shoot the ball from the perimeter, really good post players inside that can score. And again, they're just really efficient offensive team. I think they're scoring 85 points a game. And so it gets a lot tougher from here on out. We've actually, these four games, you know, just physically, we've been better than the teams we've played. And, you know, been able to win because of our kind of our physical presence and what we do. We have really got to start to rely on our system and rely on each other and play with a lot more urgency and consistency. And hopefully we can start that on Saturday.
That maybe not your best rebounding night, but you out-rebound them by 10. You dominated the boards, and part of that is, like you just said, you're more physically talented than some of the teams you play. But you got to be pleased in that aspect of the game with rebounding.
You know, rebounding is so much of effort, and if you get the consistent effort, and then you have a couple, you know, talented guys with, you know, with good bodies that you know, are athletic, and they give you that consistent effort, you are going to out-rebound teams. And I thought that, you know, the number on the rebounds tonight, it was 41-31, but that 9 offensive rebounds that they got in a pretty low possession game, when you figure they beat us to the ball probably 3 or 4 times, where we just didn't have that urgent effort. So, you know, we'll chalk this up to a learning experience for us, and hopefully we can find a way to get ourselves a more consistent 40-minute effort from top to bottom. And I thought we'd probably be a little bit further along than this after, you know, these first 4 games. But you know, the next 10 non-league games are pretty. Against pretty talented teams, pretty physically gifted teams, and really well-coached teams. So we're going to have to get rolling here pretty quick.
Belmont on Saturday, then 3 straight in-state games, and one of those teams, Weber State, went and down and won that deal in Florida tonight.
Did they win tonight?
Beat Murray State.
Good for them. They're
pretty
playing.
Handled.
They're playing really well. I mean, they got you know, their seniors are really playing well for them. And those young guys, they got a really good junior college player, and I think he was California Player of the Year. And so they've, you know, they've got things going in the right direction for them.
Quite a stretch coming up. Of course, Thanksgiving break, not much of one for a basketball team. You'll be on the floor tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we usually practice on Thanksgiving, so I think most of these guys are pretty used to it. Some of the younger guys might be new for them, but we'll get them in here and get going, and you know, try to get a really good game plan here for Belmont, and hopefully come in here and play more consistent throughout the entire game with the good execution and really good urgency.
Are you going to have Garrett over at the house at your house tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
With Garrett and the family, you guys eat pretty well, probably.
Yeah, he is quite the chef, and it was took us quite a while to talk him out of the culinary school that he wanted to go to, that he had a scholarship to, and wanted to be a chef. But it's really paid off in our family family dinners, that's for sure.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to the Rose family, and we'll see you here on the weekend.
All right, you too, Greg. Thanks
a lot. Thanks a lot. Dave Rose, we'll come back and wrap it up here on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your award parties, business meetings, family gatherings, wedding receptions, and tailgates. With a starting lineup including Y Sparkle, fruit trays, pulled pork sandwiches, and of course mint brownies, you are sure to wow the crowd. Coming soon to our new location, 2191 North Canyon Road. Call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go. Make Food to Go your MVP.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a just as you sit down to watch the game, your wife asks you to hang the drapes, but then says never mind because she doesn't like the color kind of close shave. So, lather up, America. Barbasol. Movember is upon us, Mo Bros, and it's all about the mustache and a clean jawline. So, grab some Barbasol and a razor, start shaping that beauty on your upper lip, and you could win fabulous prizes. Go to Movember.com for details. Barbasol.
All right, so wrapping things up on the BYU Creamery Cougar postgame coaches show. Cougar fans, listen to live play-by-play broadcasts, coaches shows, and replays of games on the free TuneIn radio app or on tunein.com/BYU. Greg Grubel with you courtside. Going to send it out for the Thanksgiving break, knowing that we're coming back on Saturday. We'll have football in the afternoon and basketball at night on Saturday. 11:30 a.m. pregame for BYU and Utah State, 1:30 kick. After that game, we'll have pregame coverage of BYU and Belmont basketball at 6:30 p.m., tip at 7. So abbreviated basketball pregame to get through our entire football postgame on Saturday, but we'll have basketball for you at 7. After football at 1:30, that's all on Saturday afternoon right here on the network. It's Utah State in the daytime and Belmont at night as we go to the football basketball doubleheader. For tonight, Nick Emery is BYU's leading scorer, 18 points, leading assist man with a career-high 7 in 34 minutes of play. Nick, one of four Cougars in double figures as the Cougars outlast the Delta Devils of Mississippi Valley State by a score of 75-68. BYU now 3-1 on the year. The Delta Devils fall to 0-5 as their pre-conference road odyssey continues on the road for all 14 games ahead of league play for MVSU this season. All right, let's thank all those who made the broadcast possible. Our thanks go to the entire listening audience, wherever you were or are tonight. Appreciate you tuning in. Back at our IMG headquarters in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, we had our studio producer, Morgan K. Greenwood. We get network manager help from Mike Tingle and Dave Shook, as well as the production engineering crew back in Winston-Salem at the IMG Network Studios in Salt Lake City tonight. It was Cleon Wall with intern David tonight. David Boyle was interning as Blake's already back out on the road hanging out in St. Louis for Thanksgiving week. And courtside, my color commentary colleague is Mr. Mark Durant, our statisticians, Russ Larson, and Caitlin Rubel. Our thanks to Kyle Chilton, Duff Tittle, the entire BYU basketball media relations staff for their help. Intern Tanner Applin was also with us courtside and got those postgame comments from Coach Andre Payne of MVSU. Thanks to intern Tanner. So for all the aforementioned, my name is Greg Rubel, wishing you all a very happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you Saturday from Logan and then again from Provo, a football-basketball twin bill coming up on the weekend. That's it for tonight, though. In the meantime and in between time, this has been Cougar Basketball on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo.
Feel more empowered with every purchase with the amazing rewards Visa.